The fires took place on January 6th and destroyed a large dormitory in a second building once used as a rubber factory. Three North Country fire departments used the burn as a training exercise. It also saved money for the new owners who wanted to demolish the buildings as part of a planned renovation. But the Air Resources section of the Department of Environmental Services is gathering information regarding the circumstances of the fire, says Tim Drew, a spokesman for the department. State regulations allow such training exercises, but concerns over air quality, including particulate emissions, require the prior removal of asbestos, lamps that may contain mercury, paint, solvents, and furnishings not needed for the training. A spokesman for the new owners couldn't immediately be reached for comment. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.